I knew perfectly well what she meant. I also knew her sermon wasn't for me. The next day was going to be a great one on two counts. It was my 21st birthday, and it was the day the hospital ship sailed for home. To celebrate, I called together all survivors who could still walk or limp of the company I had come to Indonesia with 3 years earlier. There were 8 of us. We had a grand time. We got roaring, shouting, belligerently drunk. Chapter 4. One Stormy Night. "Andrew!" Geltia ran across the little bridge and threw her arms around me. She turned and shouted behind her, "Marcia, go find Papa! Tell him Andy is home!" In an instant the tiny front garden was crowded. Marcia ran to kiss me before hurrying out back to fetch Papa. Ben was there, and his fiancée. They had waited to get married, they told me, until I could be at the wedding. Arya, Geltia's new husband, joined us. My young brother Cornelius shook my hand gravely. He couldn't keep his eyes off my cane, and I knew he was wondering just how badly hurt I was. In the midst of hugs and kisses, Papa came shuffling around the house, a bit lame himself now. His brown eyes were moist.
"Andrew, boy, good to have you home."
Papa's voice was as loud as ever. "When you feel like it, Andrew," Marcia said after the first greetings were over, "I'll take you out to Mama's grave." I said that I would like to go right then. The graveyard was just 500 yards from our house, but to walk even that distance I had to borrow Papa's bicycle, throw my bad leg over the seat and push myself along, half riding, half walking.
"It's really pretty bad then?" Marcia asked.
"They don't think I'll ever walk right again." The ground had not yet fully settled on Mama's grave. There were fresh flowers in a little red vase stuck into the soil. After a while, Marcia and I walked home in silence. That night, though, after it was dark, I announced that I thought I would try taking a walk. No one offered to go with me. Each person knew what I wanted to do. I got out the bicycle again and hopped and rolled up the street. The cemetery lay in full moonlight, and it was easy to find the grave. I sat down on the ground and said my last words to my mother. "I'm back, Mama." It seemed natural talking to her. "I did read your Bible, Mama. Not at first, but I did read it." There was a long silence. "Mama, what am I going to do now? I can't walk 100 yards without the pain making me stop. You know I'm no good at smithing. There's a rehabilitation center at the hospital, but what can I learn there? I feel so useless, Mama, and guilty. Guilty for the life I led out there. Answer me, Mama."